Velkommen til alle sammen. 100 tilfælde, det synes jeg er stærkt nok. Det er en for popular. 100 signed up.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with Harvard.
Welcome to David.
Thank you very much. Well, I am very flattered to be here. I want to thank my host, Dave Bandelin, for encouraging me to come over and hosting me so graciously. This is a man who cares deeply about tennis and about all of you. I've been a coach at Harvard. I'm starting my 41st year. I had a chance to land in my dream job not too long after graduation. At one time, I thought about becoming a doctor, and then I realized that I love tennis. And I think there are many more people alive today because I made that decision. It's been a privilege for me to be involved in tennis at an administrative level, as well as what we call tennis development at the micro level, what the great coaches are doing with all of you, your sons, your daughters. They're spending the time on court with you. But what's most important is that you also have a chance to participate in what we call a macro development system. The macro development system is the environment in which you learn to compete, which is different from the way that you learn to play the game of tennis. So there are two systems that have to be in place. If your system is not good and you don't have opportunities, or your family can't afford to spend money on the game, many opportunities are not available to you in the game. Tennis is too great a game to keep it limited in this way. We have one of the real gifts in the world. We have a college tennis system. It has 24,000 athletes. It has people competing at virtually every level. So if you ever think that you're not good enough to play, I promise you, you're good enough to play. There's a place for everyone. I'll go through the top level of tennis. I'll go through the mid-levels. What are the different opportunities? I'll talk a little bit about my situation where I recruit in what is called the Ivy League, which is the oldest established league in the country, very competitive. I'll talk a little bit about the admissions requirements. And then I will also introduce to you the tool that college coaches, hundreds of college coaches, are using every day, which is called the Universal Tennis Ratings. So we believe that this will become the next Facebook of tennis. Essentially, it will become a way that we all communicate, network, socialize, find competitors, learn about academic opportunities, do commercial opportunities. And so it's been a delight to come here, be invited to speak to four of the Nordic countries here, and to share that information. It's something that is spreading in the United States like wildfire, and we hope that it will connect us all globally in a way that we haven't been connected before. So the opening picture is the NCAA championships, where the Stanford women won at the University of Tulsa. University of Tulsa is a beautiful multi-million dollar facility, characteristic of a lot of Division I programs. There are sensational facilities that are being built. You'll find out that American colleges are very competitive with each other. So my job will be to help you get information. So I encourage you all to ask questions. If you can't hear me, raise your hand. Find out the answers to the questions that most trouble you. There are no silly questions, I promise you. I've been doing this for 40 years. There's no reason that you should know all the questions, and that's why I'm here. Oh, I missed it.